God Network News.
Where we give you a new perspective
on events happening in our world today.
This is GNN.
This is God Network News, episode 63. Welcome, GNN fans, to another episode of God Network News, the podcast that tells you what God's doing around the world. Not what CNN tells you, but what GNN tells you is going on in the world. If you're tired of listening to all of that crisis network news and you want to hear what God's doing, well, give us a listen.
This podcast is proudly listed at podcastpickle.com.
Today we're going to be interviewing a man who is what we sometimes call an MBB or a Muslim background believer. This gentleman is from Philippines, southern Philippines, which is very Islamic. There's several large unreached people groups there that are Muslims, and he was among them, and he is just sharing his incredible testimony of God's supernatural faithfulness in his life to lead him to Christ. Welcome to another episode of God Network News. We have a brother from southern Philippines here to give us his testimony and what the Lord's doing through him and his ministry. And get ready for an exciting story about what God has done in his life and what God wants to do through him in the future. We're going to call this brother Henry for security purposes. Henry, could you tell us a little bit about how you came to the Lord and what the Lord has you doing now in terms of reaching out to other unreached peoples?
Well, I came to know the Lord, and my genuine conversion really started when I was in prison in the year 1990. I was arrested of selling of illegal drugs, gun running, and as well as robbery. Mm. There was a lay workers who shared to me about the gospel. Mm. But he was, he discipled me after I went out from the prison. Mm. But in 2006, he was shot dead inside the church by one of the Muslim extremist leader.
Oh, no. Yeah. Mm. Did you immediately go into ministry after that, or?
He actually discipled me for about a year, and I became one of the youth leader. Mm. And we go together in the ministry, like sharing the gospel of Isa al-Masih to our Muslim friends and neighbors. And, there was some pressures because I was, living in a Muslim community where most of my families are Muslims.
Yeah.
So
you were from a Muslim background.
Yeah. Yourself, yeah. So I decided, and not just because I decided, but there was a time I dreamed of. I was preaching while I was admitted at the hospital. I almost died. Mm. So I had a prayer to Isa al-Masih that, you can take me if you want. I know I am saved. Mm. The second prayer is, but you want to use me, can you please heal me? Mm. So after praying, God healed me. Mm. And then, go to Bible school and surrendered my life for the Lord's ministry.
Mm. Praise the Lord. And then after you got finished with Bible school, how did your life go after that time? What did you get involved?
Well, I'm not really dreaming of, becoming a missionary to the unreached people groups because, I was trained in a very traditional Bible school. It's just like I wanted to be a typical pastor. Mm. My dream is to become a pastor of a big church. Mm. Yeah. But last 2005, if I'm not mistaken, 2006, when one of those pastors, my beloved pastor, lay worker, was shot dead inside the church, I went to my home place, and then I saw his body, in the church, and then I saw my father there. I was afraid, I did not talk to my father because He did not want me. He doesn't want me to be a pastor. Mm-hmm. So what I did is just I just look at him. I just stared at the eyes of my father, and then he approached me, and then he told me, "You still want to serve God? You still want to be a pastor?" Mm-hmm. And I don't know what to answer, yes or no. Mm-hmm. So I was just looking at him. I was looking at the body of the late pastor who died, mm-hmm. and he told me, "You know, if you want to be a pastor, if you want to dedicate your life for the Lord, I want you to treat yourself like a dead man."
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
Yes, and he said, "Today, I want to tell you, I am not your father. Mm. You are not my son. I surrendered you to the Lord."
Mm.
So, and then he embraced me. He was crying.
Mm.
And he said, "You are God's son now.
Mm.
You are God's son now. So I want you to really surrender your life fully to the Lord."
Mm.
So I was really struggling at the time. Mm. Instead, you know, I thought that I have that love for the Muslims, but it turns to hatred. Mm. I wanted to take revenge.
Mm.
But when I went back to the Bible school in 2007, two of my close friends was beheaded by the extremists, Muslim extremists in our place.
Mm.
The Lord was just, you know, knocking at the door of my heart. I wasn't able to really sleep for about a month. Mm. I really felt God's moving in my life. It seems that he was telling me, you know, if you will not go and share the gospel to the Muslims, who will be the next?
Yeah.
Who will be the next?
Mm.
So that's the point where I really surrendered my life fully to the Lord and, you know, forget all those personal dreams, mm-hmm. all those personal interests. I surrendered my life fully to the Lord and said, "Lord, here I am. Take me." So it started there. It started. Mm-hmm. It begins in 1999. I'm beginning to fall in love with the UPGs.
Unreached
people groups, even though, you know, I was kicked off by my denominations because they don't like what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I really thank God because the Lord is really good and faithful in sustaining me. He's really good and faithful in providing all my needs. I am here now 16 years in the ministry.
Yeah.
And I really thank God for that. I really thank God for, you know, he gave me his heart for the lost.
Praise the Lord. That's exciting. That's really awesome. Well, thank you very much for sharing your testimony. And I'm sure that this is just the beginning of your story.
Thank you, too.
And I'm sure that already there's been unreached peoples in that part of Philippines that have come to know the Lord through your ministry, but even just through your obedience, too, seeing your life. And I'm sure that's going to continue to grow. And so thank you so much for coming and sharing with us about your testimony, what God's done in your life.
You're welcome.
Bless you.
God bless you too.
Thanks.